Social service providers told the city council committee what it's like for parents to lose their water, not being able to clean up after changing a diaper, sending kids to school unwashed, borrowing buckets to flush the toilet. One provider, Bill Talbot of the Salvation Army Seattle White Center, was not speaking secondhand. Years ago, he himself suffered an accident that cost him his income.
Our water was shut off, then the meter was pulled. When you get to that point, you're living in a house that is no longer habitable. It is going to be condemned. Your children, they're ashamed when they go to school. As a parent, it's devastating.
Talbot says having running water should be considered a right, not a service that comes and goes. And so Councilmember Gene Godden is proposing a measure to keep needy families with kids from having their water cut off. It would double an annual subsidy already available to low-income customers. Godden and Seattle Public Utilities say that should be enough to forestall a shutoff. The money would come from other ratepayers. The measure only addresses the 3,000 or so families in the low-income discount program, 68 of whom lost their water last year. At least 4,000 other households had their water shut off, and it's not clear how many of those included children. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.